Okay, Chevra, Be'ezus Hashem, this Thursday we're going to have a very chashuva guest speaker this Thursday. Today, though, we're going to have a very pashuta guest speaker. I was not able to give yesterday because I wasn't feeling so well, but we're going to do it today. And I want to take this slot just to be able to share with you some divrei soros for the Ben HaMetzarim, but also as a closing message for the final week of our beautiful summer kollel that we had, something that I yisod in Limud HaTorah, but also a yisod in Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. I'm not sure if everyone noticed, but when you walked into this Beis Medrash this entire summer's month, there is an inscription on top of the Beis Medrash for the person whose name this Beis Medrash was dedicated to. And the name of that person is Leon Meyer. Now, many of you don't know who Leon Meyer was. Leon Meyer was known to be a massive Baal Chesed. He was a tremendous Oev Torah. And they dedicated this room, Dafka, for Leon Meyer. And Ad Hayom, many mishpachas in the five towns in Farakway benefit from thousands and thousands of dollars of his organization that he left behind and tzedakah and causes that he started. I happen to know the grandson of Leon Meyer. He's a chaver of mine. Through my brother-in-law, we became very close. And his name is also Leon Meyer, named after the same after his grandfather for the same namesake. And many of you may have seen him last summer. He was one of our guest speakers. So Leon Meyer just recently, my friend Leon Meyer, just recently published a sefer in honor of his father who was Nifter. And in his Hagdama, he brings down a unbelievable Rugachover, Tzafos Paneach and Shalos V'Tshuvos, which I think is a good way to start this yisod for today's chabura. But more importantly, I think it's especially significant because we're in the room that is dedicated to Shem Leon Meyer, and all of our learning should be an aliyah for his neshama. So the Rugachover in Simen Vav, Tzafos Paneach, Shalos V'Tshuvos, you have it in front of you, the Tab Mar Makom. He's addressing a letter, a michtav. He's responding back to someone who seems to be, from the implication of the letter, struggling with his learning. And he's not feeling such hatzlacha in his learning. So the Rugachover has a two-pronged response to this fella who is not really being matzliach in his learning. His first response is, learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos with Chazara, all of Seder Noshim, and then do it again, Gemara Rashi with Rush, with Chazara. That's his first response. But then the Rugachover shifts his response to somewhat of an uncharacteristic of the Rugachover to give words of chizik to this person who was writing him about his not seeing atzlacha in his learning. And the Rugachover says a beautiful bir nifla in a famous chazal that we all know. The pasuk says, in B'chukosai Teilechu, in chazal darshin, sifra, Torah's Kohanim, darshin from there, shetiyu amelim b'torah. Now, the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Bali Musar, Bali Machshava are all wondering why exactly did the Torah B'davka use the Lashon of Teilechu when it comes to the Midah of Amelus? There are so many other Lishonos that one could have used to portray Amelus. You could have said Tiagu, Tavodu, Yegia. It could be so many other words. Why Davka the Lashon of Halicha? So Zakh the Rugachover, a Bir Nifla, he says, we know that the Mishnah in Kiddushin on Dav Chavav says that when a person wants to be kone karka, he can only use kesef, shtar, or chazaka as one of the gimel maisa kinyanim to be kone de karka. He can't use any other mahalach. It has to be kesef, shtar, or chazaka. But that being said, there is a Gemara in Bava Basra Dav Kuf, which brings down a machlokis tanayim between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim as to whether or not halicha, walking on the karka, to purchase the karka is also considered a maisa kinyan or not. Rebbe Eliezer paskins that it is, but the Chachamim, which is the psak that we go by, holds that ein halicha kone bekarka. You can only do kesef, shtar, v'chazaka. But says the Rugachover, if you look at the Parish HaMishnayis, Laharambam, the beginning of Baba Basra, it's also the Rashba and Daf Gimel, it's meduyuk from their Lashonos, that there's one exception where even the Chachamim are modeh that halicha is kone bekarka. What's that exception? So the it's meduyuk from the Lashonos, that this that we say that halicha is not kone bekarka is only if you're purchasing a davar chadash, something new. You're purchasing a new piece of land, a new karka, then you have to use kesher shtar v'chazaka. You cannot use halicha. However, if you have a Yerusha of Shtei Achim, or you have a Shutfis, a joint ownership of a specific Karka, and now all you want to do is be Mevarer, the Chalakim that each one wants to continue on with, the ones they want to own from now on. So when you're dining on a Yerusha, or you're dining on a Shutfis, then even the Chachamim Marmodeh, that since it's not a Dover Chadash, you're just being Mevar the Chalakim, that Halicha is Kona. You can walk around your perimeter of the area that you want to designate for yourself, because it already was pre-owned by you. You have a joint ownership already beforehand. It's a Yerusha. Zok the Ragachavar. Hu Hadin v'hu Hatam when it comes to Liman HaTorah. We know the Pasuk in Devarim Lama Gimel says, Torah Tzivalanu, Moshe, Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. The Torah is begeder a Yerusha. Zok the Ragachavar. Chazal, the Torah Bedavka uses the Lashon of Halicha when it comes to Amelus to convey the fact that the Amelus and the investment and the effort that you're putting into your learning is not attempting to be kone a Dover Chadash, something that is beyond your reach, something that is beyond miles and miles away from you. But rather, it's begeder a Yerusha, something that you already have a predestined chelik already in, something that you already own. It's just begeder a Yerusha. All you have to do in this world is just be mevar the chelik that you already pre-owned, that you already predestined to have. So Zok the Ragachavar, that's exactly why the Torah Dafka uses the Lashon of Teilechu, Halicha, because all you're doing is just being mevar an individualized chelik that you already owned from Matan Torah. And there are many other marmakomos that signify this point, that each person in Klal Yisrael has a chelik, an individualized special chelik in learning. But I want to swing it a different way for today and channel it more towards the Bein HaMetzarim and bring out a yesod that I think will help us with our Bein Adam L'Chavero and help us with the achdus that we're supposed to have during these 3 weeks and beyond. This nekuda of the Ragachavar, that each person has an individualized chelek in Limud HaTorah, has to be contextualized and understood in the greater context of Klal Yisrael. A person can't just walk away thinking that he has a predestined chelek and that's it. Avada, that's an important bechina. But there's a second aspect of Limud HaTorah that has to be understood in the general Klal Yisrael dika velt of how Limud HaTorah and how the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. The best way to express this is by the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah to the left. The Medrash in Parsha Tes, in Parsha Tzav, brings down the following Maisa with Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai was being Mehalach in the Derech, and he saw an Adam Echad who was Mishupa B'Yosir. He was lowly, he was walking in a very humble way. The Mefarshim say he was wearing distinguished clothing. He looked like a really big Talmud Chacham to Rav Yanai. So Rav Yanai wanted to be Machnes Arech. He wanted to be Mechabe, the Talmud Chacham. So Amr Lei, Mishkach Rebbe, Miskabla, come to my house. He came to his house. Hechnisu lebeiso, heichilu veishkeu. He fed him. He served him everything he wanted. The Talmud Chacham, of course, I'll be Machnes Arech. So naturally, Rav Yanai wanted to talk and learning with this Saba, with this elderly person. So he speaks to him in Mikra, Gornish. Saba knew nothing. Mishnah, nothing. Talmud, Agada, nothing. The guy knew nothing. Complete Amaretz. So Rav Yanai asked him, Isbach, do you know anything? Can you at least lead a Zimun for us? No, you lead the Zimun for us, Rav Yanai. So Rav Yanai said, your mom is an Amaretz, you know nothing? So Zapt Rav Yanai to this Saba, he said out loud, Achol kalba pisase diyanai. A kelev just ate from the bread of Rav Yanai. Like it's a shtach. I thought you were a Talmud Chacham and I just gave you bread. A kelev ate from my bread. Zok the Medrash, come, this elderly guy got up. Tafsei, he grabbed Rav Yanai by the lapel. Amar Lei, and he said to him, Yerusasi gabach, my Yerusha is by you. Ve'at moneli, and you are withholding it from me. Amar Lei, says Rav Yanai back, what are you talking about? I don't have any Yerusha, we're not even brothers. Says the Saba, I was walking past a cheder, and I heard the Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, and they were tining Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morasha Kehilas Yaakov Zok the Saba. It doesn't say Morasha Kehilas Yanai. It doesn't say that the Yerusha of Torah was given to Yanai specifically, but rather Kehilas Yaakov. It was given to all of Klal Yisrael. If you look at the Eitz Yosef on the bottom, he spells out the Amkus of this Medrash. And he says that the whole Ofen in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Klal Yisrael was not just simply an individualized chelek to each Gavra v'Gavra, that he would have his chelek in Torah, but that was in conjunction with the fact that the entire collective whole of Klal Yisrael would be Mekabel Torah. And part and parcel of that Nesinas HaTorah was with that understanding that Torah HaKadosha was given to the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Not to a specific elite class of individuals, not to a specific person or a specific class. It has to be given to everyone. And every single person in Klal Yisrael has to be included and has to have some kind of shaychus, some kind of yachas to Kabbalah Satorah. And Zot the Eitz Yosef, this medrash is taking it even a step weiter. This Saba was tying to Yanai. Not only is it a Morasha Kehilas Yaakov, below Kehilas Yanai, but not only that, I have a schus, I have a shutfis in your learning. Any hatzlacha, any hasaga, any ideas that you, Rav Yanai, have in learning, I also have a share in. Just like we have a company, a person has a certain share of stocks in that company. So enachanami, those who have more stocks in the company will make a greater profit. But someone who has at least one stock will make something. Zok this Saba to Rav Yanai, yes, you may have more learning than I do. I may be an Amaretz Gomer. But the fact that we're part of a collective whole of Klal Yisrael means that I have a Shutvus Gabach. I have a Yerusha Gabach. And you can't tie it to me that I'm a Kelev, says the Eitz Yosef. The Torah would not have been given just to Rav Yanai. It was given to the entirety of Klal Yisrael. And based on this yesod, that we don't have just an individualized chelik in Torah, but there's an understanding that everyone, all God's Klal Yisrael, has some shaychus to learning, some part of their chelek in learning, and even a shutvis in it, we can now understand a pleiadic chazalim that just bring this to life. This is the Chavad Gavriel, the Maharal, and Derech Chaim, the next Mar Mokum. He speaks about the Memches Kinyani HaTorah. Lamed, Lamed Aleph, and Lamed Ches. Lamed is Ahuv, that a person has to be Ahuv El Habrius. He has to be beloved by people around him. Lamed Aleph is Ohevis Abrius. He loves other people. He has good Ben Adam L'Chavero. He's Makbid on Ben Adam L'Chavero. And Lamed Ches, Nose Be'olim Chavero. That he feels the tsar of other people's pain. Frek the Maharal, what's pshat in these three kinyanim? You would think that you would have kinyanim that speak directly to Kinyan HaTorah. Why Davka kinyanim that deal with Ben Adam L'Chavero? So there are different mahalchim, but Zok the Maharal, al pi this yesod, it's pashut. Ki ka'asher hu ohev abriyas, when a person has the proper bin adam l'chaveru to other individuals in Klal Yisrael, you know what he's being megale? Hine hu toch klal habriyas. He's showing that he's part of Klal Yisrael. He's part of the entity of Klal Yisrael. And so what? Says the Maharal, v'ra'ui el ha-torah shenisna el ha-klal. Now he's fitting to be zoche in learning and zoche in hatzlacha in learning because Torah, by its very nature, was given to the klal. And so if you're misyaches to the klal, so you're zoche to the klal yistika Torah that was given in Har Sinai. However, im eina ohev es abriyas, if you're not makbid on your ben adam l'chavero, so says the Maharal, guess what? Hu nivdal min haklal. You're separating yourself from the klal. The Eich Yiskel Torah. You can't have shaychis to learning. You can't have hasagas in learning if you are mean mavdil yourself from Klal Yisrael. The whole Kabbalah Satorah was gebayt. It was predicated on this nikuda that Torah is given to the Klal. Says the Maharal at the very end, Shehatorah hi ela Klal. Sharei hu yachid be'atzmo. He's acting like a yachid. Ve'lo nis the Torah el yachid. Torah was not given to a yachid. It was given to the collective whole of Klal Yisrael. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Yisrael Yutes Beis. Famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh. This was not just the Memches Kinyanim. This was already at Maimon Har Sinai. The Gimel Tnayim. The famous Kayadua. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The three Tnayim. Rosh Lovitz speaks about it all the time. The three Tnayim that Klal Yisrael had to have by Matan Torah. Number three, says the Or HaChaim, was Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. There had to be an Ish Echad Lev Echad. Says the Or HaChaim. Why?
Beyichud yud chachamim behischabrus belev shalim. There had to be a ischabrus. There had to be a connection, a kesher between ish lechavero in order to be mekabel the Torah. It says the Or HaChaim, the last line, vehein ata, now that they have a yichan sham leloshin yachid, hem ru'uyin lekabal the Torah. Now they're able to be mekabel the Torah. And says the Beis HaLevi, this fits so nicely with the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Mishpatim. A beautiful Beis HaLevi, he's me'or the diak. That if you notice, the Gemara in Shabbos and Peiches says that Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah said, Na'aseh v'nishma. In fact, the Beis HaLevi, if Kabbalah Satorah was meant to be a yachid dika chelek, each person's receiving his chelek, so why did Klal Yisrael say, Na'aseh v'nishma? Beis HaLevi says, you should have said, Eseh v'eshma. B'loshen yachid. What's Na'aseh? B'loshen Rabim. Zok the Beis HaLevi to the left. Because at Klal Yisrael, all the neshamas at Klal Yisrael in by Matan Torah made two Kabbalahs when it came to Kabbalah Torah. Number one was Shehu Be'atzmo Yekayim Torah, that he will be Mekayim in himself. He'll learn it and he'll be Mekayim the mitzvos. But Zok the Beis HaLevi, there's a second Bechina to that Kabbalah that every single one of us made at Matan Torah. Zok the Beis HaLevi, the Gam Kibel Olav Lehashkiach Bechavero, Shegam Chavero Yikamena. He was also took upon himself the achrayus that Yenim, that Reuven, that Shimon, that all of Klal Yisrael will also be mekayim the Torah and learn the Torah behasmada. V'lo yanichenu la'avor le'ah. That no one else should be chas v'shalom be over on the Torah Akdosha. That was part and parcel of the Kabbalah at Matan Torah. It wasn't just an individualized Kabbalah. The Kabbalah's hator that we had at Matan Torah was with the understanding and with the hakara that no one in Klal Yisrael will just be shut out chas v'shalom. That everyone has to be included. And that if your Ben Adam Chavero is lacking when it comes to your interactions with other people, Zok the Maharal, Zok the Or HaChaim, that's a Tznai Ikari that's lacking in your ability to be Matzliach and learning. So every time a person interacts with another person and he's acting with him with Chesed or with Seir Panim Yafos, he has to understand that that's part and parcel of how the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. And because of that Midah that you're exhibiting, that one is implementing with the outside Briyas, he will now be Zoche to higher Hasagas in learning. Because the very nature of learning as a Chefza of Torah has to be done through a Klaliistic way as well. Not just a Yachid, not just the Chelek that you have individually on your own, which Avada everyone does. But if it's without the context of the greater whole, then something's fundamentally lacking. That's the Yisod of Morasha Kihilas Yaakov Ne'emar, Velo Kihilas Yanai. So I was thinking, Linus Daiti, from this Yisod, I think there are Beis Toladas, two derivatives, practical derivatives that we can take away from this Yisod that we can implement for ourselves as Bnei Torah, as Bachrim and Yeshiva, that I think it's nice to have an abstract Yisod, but we also have to make it a little bit Lemaisa. Happens to be Taka, there are three Toladas, but I'm only going to do two because of the time and also it's more symmetrical that way. So the two toladas are as follows. Al pi hanal, you can say the following. Michad gisa, very often when we go through, we're being Bnei Torah, Bnei Yeshiva, so it's very easy sometimes to start feeling a little bit of a superiority over other people who are not as advanced as we are in learning. Maybe it's when we go back home to our shuls, to Balabatim, maybe sometimes when we go to our mishpachas, maybe even within the Beis Medrash itself, we look at other shiurim, we may be smirk here and there, we may mock here and there, we may have some kind of reaction, a tkuva, to other bachrim who are not as advanced as we are in learning. So listen to a davar mavhil ad me'od from Aaron Kotler, based on the Gemara Nedarim Pei Aleph. This is actually the hemshich of the Gemara that Rosh Lovitz quoted, but I'm just quoting the other part of the Nedarim, the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim Pei Aleph says, why is it that we find sometimes that Talmidei Chachamim Muflagim don't have children who are Talmidei Chachamim? They have Amaratzim that come out of them for some reason. You would think that if the father is Talmidei Chacham, that the Chora, the children will also become Talmidei Chachamim. But sometimes it doesn't happen that way. So the Gemara gives a few different pshatim. Rosh Moavitz quoted one. Rav Ashi quotes a different pshat. Zot Rav Ashi, Mishum dekaru le'inshi chamari. Rav Ashi says that you know why this happens? Because these Talmidei Chachamim were not careful in the way they spoke to other individuals. They referred to other individuals as chamorim, as donkeys. Zok Rashi to the left. She'ein no hagin lehen kavod. They were not mechabed them. Umevazin osan. And they were actually degraded them. Mepei Torah shebehem, because of the lack of Torah that they have. They were mevazin them. Zok the Maharal, number two for you, Gabriel. Zok the Maharal, chidushi agados, in Nedarim. Don't take this Gemara so literally. We're talking about Talmid Chachamim. You really think that Talmid Chachamim would actually go to a person's face and insult him, bedibur, b'maisa? Can't be. That's way too far. Zok the Maharal, the Gemara means even more nuanced than that. Says the Maharal, afilu im ein ha'adam, osa zeh bepoal. Even if a person does not do this actively against another individual. Likros lehem chamorim. He doesn't say you're donkeys. He doesn't say it like that, beferish. Mikol makom. Be'erko b'nei adam heim chamarim. If even in your perception you view other people as chamorim, you view other people as less than who you are, zok the Maharal, davar mavil me'od, the Chas Shalom, you won't be zochet to have Talmid Chacham come out of you. Frek Ravaren Kotler, Mrs. Ravaren, Chelek Aleph. What's the Mida Keneged Mida exactly? What are the underlying mechanics for why he's not Zoche? Says Rav Aaron, al pi our yesod, al pi hanal. Because if we're understanding that the chelek of Torah is not just individualized, but it's a klaliyistika chelek. It's a morosha kielas Yaakov ne'emar, velo kielas Yanai. It's for everyone in Klal Yisrael. So guess what? This Talmud Chacham, if he's being mevaze other people who are not as learned as him, that means that he missed the entire boat of Kabbalah Satorah. He is completely invested in himself and only himself. He is learning his own individualized chelik, but he doesn't appreciate that everyone in Klal Yisrael are included in Limud Torah, and they're included in the Kinyan of Torah. And even more so, the Medrash says, they even have a shutfist in his learning. But he fails to say that. He's mevaze them. He thinks he looks at them as in a condescending manner. Says Rav Aaron, then of course you're not going to be zochet to Talmid Chacham coming out of your children. Because the whole shalshalas hamesora, the whole schus of having Talmid Chacham come out of you, is because you receive the Torah b'matana and you're carrying it through. But if you're missing the whole point of Kabbalah Satorah, then why should we make it mikuyim in your door? Why should we make mikuyim in your mishpacha? And I think that sometimes plagues us sometimes, that we often look at other people in a different light. But if we understand and internalize Yesod, that Morasha is Kehilas Yaakov Ne'emar, velo Kehilas Yanai, then the second we look at other people, yes, Avada, we're supposed to have feel a certain level of privilege that we're being Osek B'Torah all day. But once that humbled privilege shifts into a condescending bizayon to other people, even just in perception, says the Maharal, then Chas V'Shalom, you're missing the whole boat. Klal Yisrael, Torah was given to all of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't given to just a specific class of individuals. That's Tolada Aleph. I think most of us, Baruch Hashem, Kenai Nahara, don't have this issue so much. But it's a ha'ara that has to be mentioned. But I want to mention Tolada Beis, which I think is a little bit more nogeya for our Bnei Torah. I myself experienced this Tolada. And I think it's the exact polar opposite of the Tolada we just mentioned. Mamish the idach gisa legamre. Instead of discussing how we perceive other people who are more inferior than us, sometimes, very often, we look at other people who are more superior than us. And we start having a certain level of kinna, and a certain level of sinas chinam that comes out of that kinna, that we look at other people who are mutsuyanim, who are chapping shir so quickly, or they are chapping the lumdis so quickly, or the cheshbin so quickly. And that very often, and even though it's true, psukim say, kinna sofrim tar b'chachma. It's important to have competition in the base medrash. When you have competition, healthy competition, it increases better results. People are producing much better. But when that kinna sofrim tar b'chachma turns into rekev atzamos kinna, that your bones are rotting inside, your kishkas are eating you up alive, because that guy is always doing better than me, and that's a very big pitfall. And we start cheshbiting, and we start getting feelings of atzvus, and memela, we start having resentment and sinna, and we're always looking at the negatives of that person, and that also is a big chisar in bin adam l'chavero. But al pi hanal, that's also, it should be bevorned and preempted. Because if a person is only viewing his chelek in Torah as an individualized chelek, than Enochanami. You should be comparing and contrasting all day long. I have this chelek, and this guy has this chelek. Why is his chelek better than mine? But if you understand that the Torah HaKadosha was nisna, bedavka to the collective whole of Klal Yisrael, that means you're not serving yourself anymore in your learning. You're serving Kvot Shemayim. And the more Kvot Shemayim that is produced by all the individuals in Klal Yisrael, that means that there is a shvach. That means that there is a hatzlacha in the Kvot Shemayim in the world. But if you're too busy, one is too busy, not you, one is too busy, and focusing on his own hatzlacha, then guess what? What he's really doing is learning for himself. He's learning for his own kavod. But if he understands this nikuda, that all of Klal Yisrael has this chelek in Torah, so of course, Baruch Hashem, there are more mitzuyanim. Baruch Hashem, there are people who are better than me. And Baruch Hashem, I should also get better. And I also have my predestined chelek. But Baruch Hashem, that collectively, there's greater Kvot Shemayim that's being brought out. You know, Western culture, myself included, has plagued us. I'm speaking for my time when I was watching the playoffs in the NBA. I don't know what the guys are now, the players are nowadays. But it was clear, Yadua, you guys know this 100%. Western culture always praises the champions and the heroes who hit the buzzer beater at the buzzer. Jordan against the Brian Russell, the Utah Jazz, right? That play where he hits him on the side, whatever. So that whole, who's praised? Jordan. But what about Steve Kerr? What about Scottie Pippen? What about all the other players on the Bulls who up until that point got all those points? Without those initial 95 points, the three-pointer that Jordan hits at the buzzer is meaningless. It's insignificant. It's 3-0. It's only because there was a 95 points beforehand that his clincher is a clincher. So how can it be that we are so biased by Western culture that we think that the champions, the heroes of the sports or whoever, is always the guy who is getting in the spotlight? What do you mean? Who adin when it comes to Limud Torah? Just because that guy has an extra svara over you, an extra cheshbon over you, that whole cheshbon, that whole svara is only meaningful in the context of all of Klal Yisrael. And if you are not participating and contributing to that total Kvot Shemayim, then it's meaningless. It's only because we're all in it together that we have that level of achdus, that level of Torah, not just as an individualized chelek, but as a Yerusha for Kehilas Yaakov. So those are the two toladas. Tolada Aleph is how we perceive people who are inferior, and Tolada Beis is how we perceive people who are superior. I'm going to just end with a Maisa. I have 3 minutes left. It's Maisa one or two of you have heard, but many of you have not. It's a Maisa you're not going to find in any books, because I heard it straight from Reliyahu Soloveitchik in the hallway in Beis Medrash. And he said the following Maisa. He said that he was once being Menachem Avel in Chicago. And the Avel, who was close to Reb Soloveitchik, was telling him stories from the past when he was there. And he told Reb Soloveitchik that there was this world-renowned Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael who's going to be remained nameless. I don't even know who it is. He didn't even tell me who it is. Who learned with this Avel under Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik's father, in Chaim Berlin. So these two Bachrim learned under Rav Aaron Soloveitchik in Chaim Berlin. So this Avel said that when this world-renowned Rosh Yeshiva became a Rosh Yeshiva, he wanted to send his Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, a copy of the new Sefer of Chidushin that he just put out. So the Avel was present at the time in which Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was perusing through this Sefer of this Rosh Yeshiva. And Rav Aaron was looking at the Sefer with obvious pleasure. It was, wow, Gishmak. And at the very end of the perusal through the Sefer, he turns to the Avel and he says something very uncharacteristic, says Rav Soloveitchik, our Rav Soloveitchik. He says, this Rosh Yeshiva, he wasn't the biggest masmid in Yeshiva. So Rav Soloveitchik, our Rav Soloveitchik said that had the Avel not asked him what you meant by that, Avad, Avad, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would have clarified what he meant, because you would never say anything negative about anyone in the world. Okay, but the Avel did ask him, what do you mean by that? So the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said to him that when he was a bacher in yeshiva, there was a blind man, a blind bacher in the Beis Medrash, and no one wanted to learn with him. Everyone wanted to stay away because that meant you had to read everything out loud. He's probably a little bit slow, so you have to take your time. And people wanted to learn with regular bacherim, not a blind bacher. But this Rosh Yeshiva, when he was a bacher, decided, no. Everyone is part of Klal Yisrael, so everyone's part of Torah. So he learned with this blind bacher. It turns out that this blind bachur was an ilui atzum. And because of that chavrusha shaft that this Rosh Hashiva had, he was tremendously matzliach, said Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. So the Avel was blown away by the Maisa. He wanted to tell the Rosh Hashiva, who sent the Sefer, what he thought about what Rav Aaron said. So a few years later, he goes to the Rosh Hashiva, and he says to him what Rav Aaron said, Zak the Rosh Hashiva, that 1 year of learning with that Bachar who was blind was better than 10 years of learning in Panovich. 10 years, he said. Because that's the Yesod. When you take into account the Hakara, that Morosha Kihilas Yanai Lo Ne'emar, but rather Morosha Kihilas Yaakov, and you understand that all of Klai Yisrael is part of Torah, then these two toladas become much more easy. We have a much healthier outlook at looking at other individuals who are inferior and who are superior. Just to be Messiah with our summer kol befrat, besides for the hasmada and the amelas that all of you did in Melech Shabbos and in Gittin, the mere fact that you guys all came together, ke'ishachad b'levechad, you mamish came, you learned together b'pilpul chaverim, with a simcha, Max makes a siyum. The whole entire kolov felt the siyum. There are balloons everywhere. Avada, because Max's simcha in a siyum is our simcha, and everyone's completion of blot and gittin or malachas and Shabbos and dash and schita and choresh and zoreah is everyone's hatzlacha. And so you should pat yourself on the back. Besides for the hasmada, you displayed a tremendous amount of achdus, and it's such an apropos time right before Tisha B'Av and Be'ezr Hashem. With this achdus, we should have a geula b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.